Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 18 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. And it is winter, still out. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body, in the space that you're in. However you are this morning, whether it's the way you want to be, bright, perky, awake, or not, kind of sleepy like me this morning, but just settling in, warm-hearted acceptance. And continuing our discussion of right speech, so we've talked about, is it true? Is it kind? And today, is it necessary? Or one of my favorite acronyms, which is WAIT, why am I talking? And I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about, which doesn't usually get talked about in right speech, but the quality of our listening, which is really just as important, and kind of goes along with why am I talking. So the opportunity is to actually listen to people. And there's one way of looking at the, what are we doing when we're listening? And this is one way to look at it. So there's four different ways to listen. The first way is what I call the Peanuts cartoon. So if you remember back to the Peanuts cartoon of how the parents and teachers sounded to the kids, which was wah, 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 wah. So sometimes it looks like we're listening, but we're just standing there not really paying attention. So that's one. The second is when we're listening, we hear what's being said, but we're really just waiting to say our thing. We're really looking to for the opportunity to jump in and give advice or give our perspective. And we hear what people say, but we're really relating it back to us, right? Waiting for our turn. And the third way is, of course, listening with empathy, to be able to really see it from their point of view, really take in what they're saying. And this fourth one, which is a little woo-woo, but I always like to include it, which is listening people into their own wisdom, which means that you're holding the space in such a kind of gentle, accepting kind of way that people start to, by the way that they're speaking and being held, they start to find their own answers. This is the great skill, of course, of good therapists or good friends. And it's easier to sort of kind of put your finger on it when it happens to you. You know, have you ever been sitting with a friend and talking, and by the way that they're listening, you start to sort of get your own answers. You feel held and cared for in such a way. And we call that listening into their own wisdom. So I want to invite you today, as you go through your day, to notice how you're listening. Is it the Peanuts cartoon? Are you just waiting to say your thing? Are you really hearing from their point of view? Or are you holding someone in such a way that they're able to speak into their own wisdom? So let's practice. So taking our seat, finding that sense of groundedness again, seat on the seat, feet on the floor, weight of the body resting. And then from that groundedness, from this place of being grounded in your own presence, the place where we can really listen, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart. A tender heart that can be open and listening. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.